bead lamps winked on as they sidled along a narrow access passage. The air was warm and dry, and smelt of oil and plastics, and the Admiral seemed to be quite familiar with the place. When Cao Chi asked about this, the Admiral shrugged.
I was a captain of the Vitasol before my promotion to Admiral. Relations with Earthsphere were still tense back then, and we had to be ready if their agents attempted a hijacking or some kind of sabotage. So I got to know the less obvious ways around the ship, especially ones like this, which allow access between the decks.
Cao Chi smiled, jabbing his thumb upwards. To deck 7! Zhilinsky nodded, clearly pleased at being able to show off his clandestine knowledge.
I even had this maintenance passage extended and modified. It now has a ladder that comes up in the storage closet of Deck 7 security station.
Several minutes later, they were climbing out of a square hatch in the floor of a small room with box-stacked shelves. Cao Chi was helped up by a middle-aged female security officer. Then, a skinny youth in a grubby yellow one-piece handed him a paper cup of water.
"Good to see you, Sergeant," said the Admiral. "Where's the rest of your team?"
"Stanek and Iklos got shot by enemy drones deploying narcoleptics, sir," said the woman. "A combination of needle darts and dispersal pellets. I was lucky to escape."
"I see. And, are we secure?"
"Sealed tight, sir. Now that hatch is locked, monitor network is still up, and as far as I can tell, the enemy is in control of both engineering and the bridge."
"Good. Sergeant Michek, this is Cao Chi, our liaison with the Pyre colonists, and now a comrade in this time of need."
Zhilinsky gazed at the yellow-garbed youth.
"And who is this young man?"
Marco de Gellis, sir. Captain. Assistant Stores Monitor."
The Admiral sternly shook his head.
"Marco, have you ever used a gun?"
"Only on a glow set, sir."
Zhilinsky smiled.
"Good reactions, then. I used to be pretty sharp in biocrisis, you know, but that was a few years ago, of course. So yes, we'll find you something useful in the arms locker, along with the body armor. Not going anywhere without that."
The security station comprised two small rooms, one with heavy cabinets lining two of its facing walls, the other equipped with consoles and screens. The Admiral led them in, seated himself in one of the two swivel chairs, and brought the screens to life.
I had subfeeds from all main monitor nodes routed here. We should be able to get both internal and external views."
Two screens began to show a succession of images from around the ship. Views of people lying sprawled and unconscious in corridors, down which glittering, disc-shaped drones floated on patrol. Cabins and common areas were the same, as were the crew decks and the operations rooms. Smaller, arrowhead-like drones were also everywhere, mainly hovering. The subjugation of the Vitasol had been swift and efficient. Almost. Yet, Cao Chi could not see how they could do anything against such a numerous adversary. But he knew that inaction could only lead to the certainty of capture and imprisonment back on Pyre.